There's no doubt that it's been a good year for comedian Celestine Dooley. She recently won Comedian of the Year in the African Choice Awards, but she doesn't see this as her biggest contribution.
I appreciate everything that I get in the same level because I definitely I come from just starting this thing. I didn't know whether I'll be here. Definitely the biggest award, definitely the biggest award. But the achievements, I take everything that I do as the contribution to where I am. So far, yes, I would say in terms of recognition and awards, it is the biggest, definitely. But as for achievements, like I have a tour and every day I achieve on that show, on that tour. So yeah, it not exactly the biggest achievement of all, but the biggest award.
She also spoke to Times Live about her most recent show, Men and Money. The two make for great comedy, but she also wants audiences to think about how they interact.
Comedy is a satire. So some of the things we raise all sorts of things in one space. So I talk about everything when in pet, more especially my concentration is more on intimate relationships that sometimes are affected by finances, more especially when it comes to people black people, because we come from poverty. So sometimes we are faced most of the time with choosing between success and love. It never coincides. It's either you people are used to date people with money for their own reasons, but we as a society, as a race, as people, we have never been afforded a chance to be financially stable enough to understand when you get into those relationships, are they based on financial insecurities or do you like the person?
Julie has been a vocal advocate against gender-based violence, and she's even been the subject of an academic paper that looks at her contribution to the work on sexuality in South Africa.
Men are not playing their part, but also women don't want to be accountable. I think it's one thing that we are not ready to talk about. Because there are two people, like, whenever we talk about victims, yes, they are victims. Definitely, we shouldn't blame them. But we will be doing it to save us as a society if we're not questioning them. There's no way we can't question it. Because what kills me, I've seen people that have stayed in an abusive space for a longest time. And I'm sorry it might not be a popular opinion, but I feel like even those victims are abusing the society because you are taking us in this emotional roller coaster with you. Whenever we have this issue, we are now also hating this person. When you go back to them, what do you think happens to the society? So for us to fix this, we cannot all suffer from abuse. So the victims as well must understand that they are becoming abusers of the society because we can only assist you when you say this thing is hurting and this thing is painful. But when you go back, you're messing with the whole thing. Then what do you think? The person that was, because the thing is, I've seen so many people, they argue, they fight over someone who's back to their partner. I find it so unfair. And I find it so unfair that I feel like we are not even given a chance to question. You must question so we can understand what is the mental state. Because every day it breaks your heart. You don't know this person. It's like when you have a drug addict, it's not your problem that this person is on drugs. It's not your problem that your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter is on drugs, your father, whoever. But it is your responsibility to understand and acknowledge and really treat him as such. You can't have a drug addict of a brother that you keep on giving 500 and a pin and a card and your bank card. That's a very irresponsible thing to do. Right there, you are to blamed for something. You are not to be blamed that he's taking drugs. You are a victim of someone who's abusing drugs and in turn abuse you as a family member. But it is your responsibility then, therefore, to treat this person exactly how he is, because there's not going to be any healing. So South African women, I find that we don't want much. When we what we say we want from men and what we find and we get we don't want to question the in-between, which is where there's a healing. So we're going to continue having 16 days of activism because we are not ready for the conversations we're going to have with ourselves. This is our responsibility before I become a victim. If I go downtown, taxi, bang rape, community, whatever, that's a serious crime. But the ones where we have intimate people, I believe that we also need a lot of questioning on how are we choosing these people. When we talk about Indoda Mas, we only talk about money. We never talk about character. We never talk about understanding the person. We never talk about communicating with the person. We are used to horrible stories and being told romantic stories. A perfect wedding. You listen to people's stories, you're like, this was abuse right there. But this woman didn't see that. So we, for us to not react, I wish for us to be proactive as women, not blaming us. But I'm saying we are the ones that are suffering. So the best thing that you can do is to protect yourself at the best way that you can. You know? So it's up to us. I feel very personal about this because it hurts me in so many levels. And because I travel and I've understood how much we've sold ourselves so cheap as South African women, we've sold ourselves like we are cheap. Shame. It's something that we must have a conversation about. We are the cheapest human beings. We don't demand much from men. We just let them in our lives. And then we are shocked that these people are horrible. We haven't demanded anything. We have a conversation that we need to have with South African women because our anger and our all men are trash are not going to give us good men. In actual fact, what it's going to do is going to keep us in a state of being victimized and negativity, which does not heal us nor grow us. So our response should be smart, not to work against us. Those in Dr. Must, it must never be in Dr. Must have a car and money. In Dr. Must think, communicate. There's no way then we don't want to be questioned about that. Then, Nati, we are so much in the wrong. We are no longer victims. We are enablers of our own pain. I'm not dating because I want those things. Then what kind of relationship? If you analyze these relationships, they are toxic. They are toxic. And we've made them normal. Only thing you make is 40,000. And it must funny man say it all. I guess funny in a behavior, funny in a character, funny in a mental healing, funny no beyond just man. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be remaining here. We are the most horrible, horrible, horrible race and society in particular when it comes to South African people, black people, when it comes to creating family. Yeah. Well, we have a lot to question. That's all I'm saying. When it comes to gender-based violence, as much as we fight our issues and our problems, but I still believe South African women, we have to be honest with ourselves and be open to have an honest conversation of how we choose our men. We are horrible in our choices.
Julie admits that 2021 hasn't been a great year for comedy.
COVID has made it hard for us to do shows the way we wanted them to do them. Because this promoter in a small time, like I've been doing this tour a week in between. So I sell shows like 2 weeks ahead. I don't get the time to do nice posters, you know, lovely announcements and stuff. So my small town, I'm from the small town in Bangin, believe I like my posters, you know. So I've got other plans of shows abroad.
But she's planning for 2022 with her first show set for early February in London. For Times Life Podcast, I'm Nondlandla Msibi.